This is John Batchelor, conversation with Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs, the author of the new book, Noble State, about constitutional monarchy, and the pending visit of the President of the United States to state visit to a dinner at Windsor Castle. Gregory lays out why this is significant, why it's happening twice in Mr. Trump's time at the White House, and what it means for both peoples, mother country, the British people, and America, the son of, child of, daughter of, mother country. Here's Gregory to explain. More of this tonight. King Charles Report.
Well, it is. Normally, a U.S. president or head of state of any allied country gets to visit and have a state visit to the United Kingdom only once in their career. But because President Trump has come back for, if you like, a second career, an interrupted presidency, he's literally been given this a second opportunity to roll out the red carpet for President Trump. This was controversial when it was initially announced. It was seen as something which Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer actually volunteered, basically to win points with President Trump when President Trump was mad at him and he wanted to have something to appease the president with, and it worked for a little while. But the fact is that the king is very happy to meet with President Trump, who he knows and has met with before. So this is going to be a significant thing. It's going to be an opportunity for the United Kingdom to once again try to rebuild its relationship with the United States. In a sense, both countries have nowhere else to go. They have to support each other, but it's something that they are reluctant to do given the ideological divide between the two administrations at this particular point. Nonetheless, it's going to be symbolically one which is going to be good for the populations of both countries, because I think there's not a problem between the British people and the United States people, population. So it's going to do a lot of good, and it's going to show once again that the monarchy is in a position to do things which elected governments cannot easily do.